If you can recall, just a few weeks ago, I did a video titled UIA First Quarter 2026 Data Exposed a Strange Truth About Singapore Condos. In that video, I highlight something very unusual happening in Singapore private residential market. The non-landed private property prices in the outside central region have significantly outperformed the core central region. And the numbers are very real. From first quarter 2020 to first quarter 2026, non-landed private property prices in the CCR increased by only 21%. In comparison, prices in the OCR surged by a staggering 81% during the same period. Historically, the CCR has always commanded the strongest premium. They are Singapore's prime luxury districts, areas associated with prestige, scarcity, foreign demand, and proximity to the CBD. Think Orchard Road, Marina Bay, Sentosa Cove, and Bukit Timah. Whereas the rest of Central Region was traditionally viewed as the city fringe market, appealing to upgraders who wanted to stay near the city but could not afford the CCR. As for the OCR, this has always been seen as the mass market segment, catering mainly to families and HDB upgraders. From our observation, one major reason behind the sharp rise in the OCR price is the massive wave of HDB upgraders entering the private property market in recent years. Many HDB owners who bought BTO flats years ago bid what once it touched its MOP. In some cases, price double or even more. Suddenly, many BTO owners found themselves sitting on substantial profits. For some, they have become instant millionaires. That is why car COE will continue to go up. What is 100,000 for a piece of paper? Small change to some. Anyway, armed with strong cash proceeds and the mindset of wanting to upgrade and make another pot of gold, many rush into the OCR condo market. Since they are already familiar with their existing estate, they want to stay close to their aging parents, near as schools and neighborhood amenities. That is why many HDB upgraders prefer the suburb location over the city center. There is no longer the need to stay inside the city, especially with some pivoted to work from home and the connectivity of our transport system. In addition, today's suburb mall offer almost everything you can find. There is really no need to stay inside the CCR. As developers saw OCR demand gaining momentum, especially the ECs, they started bidding aggressively for GLA sites located in suburb location. More competition among developers naturally pushed up land prices. This was further intensified by newer developers entering the market to capture market share in the heartland. As land costs rise, coupled with rising construction costs, developers had really no choice but to launch projects at a much higher price in order to maintain their profit margin. Since there is so strong demand, more check than units available. I have to raise price right, else, to be very frank, 对不起自己. That's why today, seeing OCR condos crossing $2,000 per square feet is no longer unusual. Having said that, I do have concern that OCR prices could eventually come under pressure. One major concern is whether price growth has significantly outpaced income growth. This chart compares the growth of the OCR non-landed residential property price index against Singapore median household income growth from first quarter 2020 to first quarter 2026. The widening gap is a cause of concern on affordability. This also means the median income can no longer afford a private property. This is reserved only to the top 20% or even the top 10%. Here, income inequality has no doubt continued to rise. Anyway, Singaporeans are generally happy. Let us move on. On this part, I remain confident that the OCR could continue to emerge as a key growth region in the years ahead, especially as more HDB upgraders increasingly prefer suburb living over the city center. Is this going to be a new norm? Or is there something brewing that many of us don't even know? Here, do you agree with my assessment? What are your thoughts on this?